No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. And wow, what a adventure it has been. Now, you may not have been paying attention that closely the last few weeks, but we did have to work in advance quite a bit over the last, I don't know, three or four shows, because I had a month-long travel adventure scheduled in New Zealand and Australia that I just finished, and I'm back finally.
A little jet lag. And I noticed you didn't offer to take me with, thank you.
Yes. Well, for what it's worth, I considered bringing you back a souvenir, but it cost too much, Dennis. When I was in Australia, they had these bottle openers made out of kangaroo genitals.
I was going to say kangaroo dung, but, you know, that's
But they were 50 bucks a pop.
At least I was on brand for you.
They were 50 bucks a pop, and I was like, it's just not, he's just not worth it. You know, I like him, but that's 25 cents a ball, or $25 a ball. And, yeah, just too
I'll
pricey.
Remember that the next time you want to go fly.
Well, and I almost, just for the record, then that was in Australia, then I got to New Zealand and considered picking up a stick.
Balls.
No, a stick, and claiming it's a wand or something from Lord of the Rings set or something like that. But nah, too much effort. So just goes to show you how you rate.
I know exactly where I rate. So I hope you like the tent at Sun and Fun this year.
Oh wait, no, I got you something. Sure, surely I got something.
I'm pretty sure my daughter and her fiance are going to be in the RV, and you're going to have to use the guest accommodations this year.
Okay, we'll have to discuss that for Sun and Fun. But no, I digress. I definitely got you something. I'll come up with something now that you mentioned that. But yeah, I've been traveling like crazy. I'm still a little bit jet lagged. I've been upside down for a month. I mean, it was one of these kind of bucket list trips, and I did the most expensive flying that I have ever purchased in my entire life. Not just the distance. It wasn't the longest flight I'd ever done, Dennis, but it was the most expensive.
That was Singapore.
Yes, that was, but it was right up there. I mean, the flight from LA to, Melbourne, Australia was 15 hours plus. Singapore, New York to Singapore was like 19 and change. So it wasn't quite as bad, but that's still a long haul flight. But I flew first class the whole way. And because I was like, if we're going to do this, you know, once in a lifetime trip, let's go ahead and splurge, spend more on the flying than we do on the trip, pretty much is what it came down to. And we were flying Delta. So it was Delta One International long haul. And it was going to be a really good test to see how they rate with like Singapore Air and some of the other things that we've talked about. And I'm here to report they're holding up pretty good. Now, are they up to the level of, you know, Singapore Air, Qatar, Cathay Pacific, and all these that are, you know, government, you know, subsidized? Not quite. But it was quite a pleasant experience, as pleasant as a 15-hour flight can be, even with lay flat bed. I mean, the food was decent. You know, they offered champagne, the whole thing. But the standout element wasn't the actual Delta One experience in the air. It was the Delta One experience on the ground at LAX, because I got access to the International Delta One Sky Club. And I will tell you, Dennis, you have not been in this one. We have done all the Sky Club pub crawls from Atlanta to L.A. to wherever you and I travel. But we've never went into the Delta One, which is really relatively new. It's the Delta One Lounge is what they call it. And it's actually adjacent to the Delta Sky Club at LAX. And I'm telling you, dude, this is another experience. We had our own, like, you know, concierge for our small little group of, like, you know, 4 or 6 people. And at our beckoning call, the food was unbelievable. You know, top shelf booze, everything, showers, the works, and massage chairs. I mean, it was nuts. This was Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I got to tell you, I was looking around like, all right, where's Miley Cyrus? Where are they? Come on, Hollywood bigwigs. And I think some of them were in there, but I didn't see them. They were incognito. But I mean,
they probably paid extra to have you know, hidden from them.
Right, right. There is one. There's another level that we've talked about before, like a private, FBO service or something. They really provided LAX for super elites, and they can check into their own little private room, and then they shuttle them to the plane and stuff like this. That's the one level up from this, but this is pretty exclusive. I mean, you got to be flying Delta One International to even get in the thing, and it's pretty nice,
pretty swanky.
Yeah, it was swanky. It was. I mean, you felt like somebody. I mean, they had a full service restaurant, the whole thing. Food was unbelievable too. I mean, it was like really top of the line, you know, presentation, everything. I was like, dang, gone. I could just travel here, stay here. You know, this would be an experience like going to a spa or something, you know. It was something. So we had, it was really nice because, you know, we had about a 5-hour layover in LA going and coming. And it really broke up the trip after that 15-hour flight and just made the experience and the travel way, way more manageable and not necessarily worth the price, but it was an experience, and that's kind of what you're hoping for on a trip like that. So I got to give them serious 2 thumbs up. Delta is up in their game. Now, I wish, you know, you didn't have to always be Delta One International to get access to that kind of service, or you could buy your way into it, but you can't. I mean, it kind of blows how they got it set up. I mean, they're trying to, they've definitely put up so many guardrails to keep the trash out, like me, generally, and you. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like it used, like the old Sky Club used to be back before, you know, everybody could get in if you just, you know, signed up for the credit card. You
right.
know, back in the days when it was business travelers only and you had to buy the membership. And mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like that. And
yeah, I mean,
I don't know. Maybe we need to revert to that.
Well, I mean, the Sky Club at LAX, just the regular Sky Club, is very, very nice, very modern, very new. And this new Delta One Lounge, this is only like a year or so old. It's pretty new service that they've rolled out, but it is another level, and you know, so. I mean, don't get me wrong. The regular Sky Club's fine. It's good. It's decent. It's better than probably most, especially when it comes to U.S. carriers as far as Sky Club service and stuff like that. But when you get into the Delta One Lounge, wow. And, we were kind of lucky because we got off the flight from Orlando to LAX, and we were going into the regular Sky Club, and they said, well, you know, you're flying Delta One. You can go into the Delta One International Club. You should go over there. I'm like, why? Is it any different? Oh, yeah. So they kind of directed us to this experience, and wow. I was like, okay, yeah. That was a pretty little nice perk they threw our way. So, if you have the opportunity, go for it. They don't even call it a club.
And the means, because yes. I'm assuming that it's not cheap.
Well, once again, you got to be flying Delta One International to get access to that club. That's evidently the only way that I'm aware of. I don't know if you even buy the membership if you get access to it. I don't think you do. I think you have to be flying international with Delta One service. So yeah, those seats can be kind of pricey, or maybe you can find a deal and work it. But trust me, that part of it, of the trip, believe it or not, I never thought I'd be talking about Sky Clubs as one of the best experiences I had on my vacation. But there you go. It indeed was. And we got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Are you ready to attend a fly-in like no other? One you will never forget? Well, then join your fellow aviation enthusiasts April 23rd through the 26th for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass in Madisonville, Kentucky. Fly, drive, get a hotel nearby, or camp out under the wing at Madisonville Airport with the expectation of having a great time. Mix and mingle with your fellow Beechcraft and Bonanza owners. But know everyone's welcome to what has evolved into one of the fastest growing fly-in celebrations in the USA. Talks and seminars from some of the biggest names in general aviation will be on site sharing their knowledge. Plus tons of food options, bourbon tastings, live music, fireworks, and more. Go to beachbash.com for all the details and everything you need to fly, drive, or RV into Madisonville, Kentucky Airport, April 23rd to the 26th. That's beachbash.com, BEECH bash.com for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass 2026.